This is the Sakar Moli of 31st of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have come here to take power from the Almighty Authority Father. That is, you lamps have come to have the oil of this knowledge poured into you. Question. Why is there praise of the procession of Shiva? Answer. Because when Shiv Baba goes back home, the whole swarm of souls run after him. In the supreme abode, it is as though the souls are in a beehive formation. You children who become pure, go back with the Father. There is praise of the procession because of his company. Om Shanti. You children should first of all just understand one point. We are all brothers, and he is the father of us all. He is called the Almighty Authority. You had all the powers, and you used to rule the world. There used to be the kingdom of those deities in Bharat. That is, it used to be the kingdom of you children. You were pure deities. That was your clan or dynasty. They were all viceless. Who was viceless? Souls were viceless. You are now becoming viceless once again. It is as though you are remembering the Father, the Almighty Authority, and receiving power from him. The Father has explained that you souls play your parts for 84 births. The Satopradhan strength that you had then continued to decrease day by day. You became Tamopradhan from Satopradhan, just as when the power in a battery decreases, the car stops, the battery becomes discharged. The battery of a soul never becomes fully discharged. A little power always remains. An earthenware lamp is lit when someone dies. They continue to pour oil into it so that it doesn't go out. When the charge of a battery decreases, it is recharged. You children now understand that you souls were Almighty Authorities. You are now once again connecting your intellects in yoga with the Almighty Authority Father, so that his power enters you, because your power has decreased. A little power definitely does remain. If it were to finish completely, your bodies would not remain. Souls become completely pure by remembering the Father. In the Golden Age, your batteries are fully charged, and then, little by little, they decrease. The meter decreases slowly to the Silver Age. That is also called degrees. It is then said that the souls who were Satopradhan then reached the Sato stage. Their strength decreases. You understand now that in the Golden Age you will have become deities from human beings. The Father says, now remember me, and you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Now that you have become Tamopradhan, you have become bankrupt of strength. Now, by remembering the Father once again, you will receive full strength. You understand that your bodies and all your bodily relations are to finish. You will then receive the unlimited kingdom. The Father is unlimited, and so he also gives you an unlimited inheritance. You are now impure, and you have very little strength. O children, now remember me. I am the Almighty. You receive the Almighty Kingdom from me. In the Golden Age, the deities were the masters of the whole world. They were pure and had divine virtues. They don't have those divine virtues anymore. Everyone's battery is now almost completely discharged. Everyone's battery is now being charged. No one's battery can become charged without having yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. That Father is ever pure. Here, everyone is impure. When you are pure, your batteries remain charged. So the Father says, only remember the One. The highest on high is God, and all the rest are the creation. The creation cannot receive the inheritance from a creation. There is only the One Creator. He is the unlimited Father. All other fathers are limited. By remembering the unlimited Father, you receive the unlimited sovereignty. Therefore, you children should know in your hearts that Baba is establishing the new world of heaven for you. According to the Dharma plan, heaven is being established. You know that the golden age is going to come. There is constant happiness in the golden age. How do you receive that? The Father sits here and explains, remember me alone. I am ever pure. I never take a human body. I neither take a body of a deity nor of a human. That is, I never enter the cycle of birth and death. I simply come and enter this one's body when he reaches 60, the age of retirement, to give you children the sovereignty of heaven. It is this one who has become Tamopradhan from being completely Satopradhan. The number one is the highest on high, God, and then it is said that there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, the residents of the subtle region, of whom you have visions. The subtle region is the region in the middle, where there cannot be any physical bodies. Subtle bodies are just seen in a divine vision. The human world exists here. However, those are just angels for the sake of visions. When you children become completely pure at the end, there will be visions of you. You will become such angels. You will then come here in the golden age and become the masters of the world. This Brahma does not remember Vishnu. This one also remembers Shiv Baba and becomes Vishnu. Therefore you should understand this. How did they claim their kingdom? There is no war, etc. there. How could deities be violent? Whether someone believes this or not, you children now remember the Father and claim your kingdom. It also says in the Gita, O children, renounce your bodies and all bodily religions, and constantly remember me alone. God doesn't have a body that he would have attachment. He says, I take this one's body on loan for a short time. How else could I give you this knowledge? I am the seed. I have the knowledge of the whole tree. No one else knows this. How long is the duration of the world? How is it established, sustained and destroyed? Human beings have to know this. It is human beings who study. Animals are not going to study. Those people study limited studies. The Father is teaching you an unlimited study, through which he makes you into the masters of the unlimited. Therefore you have to explain that no human or bodily being can be called God. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have subtle bodies. Their names are completely different. They cannot be called God. This body is the throne of the soul of this Dada. There is the immortal throne. This is now the throne of the Father, the immortal image. In Amritsar, they have that immortal throne. Eminent people go there and sit on that immortal throne. The Father now explains to you, all of these bodies are thrones of immortal souls. Souls are immortal and cannot be eaten by death. However, the thrones keep changing. This immortal image, this soul, sits on this throne. At first the throne is small, and then it grows. Each soul sheds a body and takes another. Souls are immortal, but have good and bad sanskars, and that is why it is said. That is the fruit of their karma. Souls are never destroyed. There is only the one Father of souls. You have to understand this. Does this Baba relate things from the scriptures to you? No one can return home by studying the scriptures, etc. Everyone will go back home at the end, just like a swarm of locusts or honeybees. There is also a queen of honeybees. They all follow her. When the Father goes back, all souls go behind him. In the supreme abode, it is as though all souls are there in a beehive formation, whereas here there is a crowd of human beings. This crowd will also have to run home one day. The Father comes and takes all souls home. The procession of Shiva is remembered. You can be called children or brides. The Father comes, educates you children, and teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance. A soul cannot return without becoming pure. When you become pure, you will first go to the land of peace. All of you go and reside there. Then, as you gradually come down here from there, the number of you grows. You will run after the Father first. You have yoga with the Father, or you brides have yoga with the bridegroom. A kingdom has to be created. You don't all come down together. There it is the world of all the souls. You continue to come down, number-wise. The tree grows slowly. First, there is the original, eternal deity religion that the Father establishes. He first makes us into Brahmins. This one is Prajapita Brahma. As his people, you become brothers and sisters. There are many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Your intellects definitely have faith, for this is why there are so many of you. How many Brahmins are there? Strong and weak. Some receive 99% marks, and others only receive 10% marks. So that means they are weak. Among you too, those who are strong will definitely come at the beginning, whereas those who are weak will come towards the end. This is a world of actors, and it continues to turn. The Golden Age, the Silver Age. This is now the most elevated confluence age. The Father has now explained this to us. Previously we understood wrongly that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father has now explained to us that each full cycle is 5,000 years. For half a cycle it is the kingdom of Rama, and for half a cycle it is the kingdom of Ravan. If the cycle were hundreds of thousands of years, it could not be half and half. Happiness and sorrow are destined in the world. We receive this unlimited knowledge from the unlimited Father. Shiv Baba doesn't have a bodily name. This body belongs to this Dada. Where is Baba? Baba has taken this body on loan for a short time. Baba says, I need a mouth. Here too in Abu, a cow muk, the mouth of a cow, has been created. Water flows everywhere from the mountains. They found a cow's mouth here, from which water flows. They consider that to be the water of the Ganges. How can the Ganges come here? All of those things are false. It is said the body is false, Maya is false, and the world is false. When Bharat is heaven, it is called a land of truth, and then when Bharat becomes old, it is called a land of falsehood. When everyone in this land of falsehood becomes impure, they call out, Baba, purify us and take us away from this old world. The Father says, all my children have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. The Father sits here and tells you, children, you were the masters of heaven, were you not? Do you remember that? He explains to you, children. He doesn't explain to the whole world. He only explains to you so that you know who your Father is. This world is called a forest of thorns. The biggest thorn that pricks you is lust. Although there are many devotees here who are vegetarians, it isn't that they don't indulge in vice. There are many who are celibate from birth. They have not eaten impure food from childhood. Even sannyasis say, become viceless. They inspire people to have limited renunciation. They take their next birth to householders, and then leave their homes and families and go away. Do the deities like Sri Krishna, etc., leave their homes and families? No, their renunciation is limited, whereas your renunciation is unlimited. You renounce the whole world, including all your relatives, etc. Heaven is now being established for you. Your intellects only go towards heaven. Therefore you have to remember Shiv Baba. The unlimited Father says, remember me, Manmanabhav, Madhyajibhav, and you will thereby become deities. This is the same episode of the Gita. It is also the confluence age. Only at the confluence age do I come and speak this knowledge to you. I definitely taught you Raja Yoga at the confluence age in the previous cycle. This world changes and you become pure from impure. This is now the most elevated confluence age when we become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Understand everything very clearly and have firm faith. It is not a human being who is saying this. This is Srimat, the most elevated directions of God. All the rest are the dictates of human beings. By following human dictates, you have been falling. Now, by following Srimat, you ascend. The Father changes you from humans into deities. The dictates of deities are the dictates of the residents of heaven. whereas other dictates are the dictates of the residents of hell. Those are called the dictates of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan is no less. It is now the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. This is an unlimited island, Lanka, over which there is the kingdom of Ravan. It will then become a pure kingdom of deities. There is a lot of happiness. There is so much praise of heaven. They even say so-and-so went to heaven. Therefore he must surely have been in hell. If he went from hell, he would surely return to hell. Heaven doesn't exist at the moment. These things are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. The Father is now giving you all of this knowledge and charging your batteries. Maya then breaks the link. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become pure in your thoughts, words, and actions, and charge the battery of your soul. Become a firm Brahmin. 2. Renounce following the dictates of your own mind and those of other human beings. Follow the directions of the One Father and make yourself elevated. Become Satopradhan and fly home with the Father. Blessing. May you be a master lawmaker and make matter and the world Satopradhan with your power of truth. When you children imbibe the power of truth and become master lawmakers, matter will then become Satopradhan and this age will become the golden age. All souls create their fortune of salvation. Your truth is like an alchemist's stone. Just as an alchemist's stone turns iron into gold, in the same way the power of truth makes souls, matter, time, everything of all relationships, sanskars, interactions and food, Satopradhan. Slogan. Yogi souls are those who are not pulled by any upheaval of matter. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization, and so one who is under the canopy. Then, when you become free from the many types of spinning of the waste thoughts of the awareness of the body, the spinning of the lokic and alokic relationships, the spinning of the nature and sanskars of many births, and the spinning of the many types of attractions of matter, you will then easily be able to liberate many souls from all the different types of spinning and make them liberated in life by using the powers you have received from the Father. Om Shanti.